Police come and they knock me down, cocaine. Rot all around my brain. Yeah, babe, come in quick, this old cocaine. About to make me sick, cocaine. Rot all around my brain.
And that's the music of the great Dave Van Ronk, who died on this day in 2002. He was born in 1936, one of the great characters of the folk and blues scene in the 1950s and 60s. Never liked to leave Greenwich Village. He was a man who studied with some of the great blues artists of all time and took his own spin on their music. He's known as the mayor of McDougal Street. He used to have this incredible wall-lined, book-lined apartment hanging out, former merchant marine, big, garrulous guy. One of my favorite of the old-time folk singers, passed away in 2002. That movie, Llewellyn Davis, was supposed to be loosely based on his life. And I do say loosely because Dave Van Ronk was a good man, a decent man, and a man who cared about social justice and more. So he passed away on this day in 2002. That's one of his most famous songs. This is a day, on this day in history, February the 10th, in 1846, the first Anglo-Sikh War, the Battle of Sobraon, where the British defeated the Sikhs in the final battle of the war. There was another war fought by the Sikhs several years later, and they kept fighting into the decades to come. They were the last of the people of what is now India to be conquered by the British, because they were a great warrior culture, their religion coming, a mix of Hinduism and Islam. They also were in fierce battles with the Pashtun, who then helped the British to try to defeat the Sikhs. And have roots of our modern-day Afghan and Pakistani and Indian issues come from just that point in our history in the 1840s and before that. But on this day, the British beat the Sikhs in this first Anglo-Sikh War. This was a day that Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy in 1861, was told by telegraph he is now president of the Confederate States of America. On this day in 1870, the YWCA was founded in New York City. On this day in 1940, the Soviet Union begins mass deportations of Polish citizens from eastern Poland to Siberia and other points in Russia. And on that day, a really little boy was one of those kids taken there. His name was Al Engelman. And Al Engelman was one of my dear friends. He's one of my great intellectual mentors of life, who spent his earliest years in a concentration camp in Russia, came back to be a fight for civil rights in SNCC, leader of Antioch University, one of the great men of all time, but he was part of that march. In this day in 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower warned the United States against intervention in Vietnam. And at the same time, he was pouring troops into Vietnam and money into backing the dictators of South Vietnam. Contradiction abound, but I think he's a complex man, Dwight D. Eisenhower. This is in 1964. After 12 days of debate and 125 amendments, the United States House of Representatives passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by a vote of 290 to 130 on this day in 1964, 50 years ago. That bill was passed. This is a bill that people forget what was in this bill. This is a bill that prohibited any state or local government from stopping anyone to have access to any public facility that based on race or ethnic origin. It let the Attorney General bring a school desegregation plan lawsuits. It has allowed the federal government to cut off all funds from companies or states who discriminated. It did not allow labor organizations or any other groups involved in interstate commerce to discriminate against workers or anybody else on the basis of ethnic, race, or ethnic origin. Remember, origin, that was the beginning of the freedom rides that went across state lines on Greyhound buses to demand that policy end. And this also was a day that in that law, the federal government could compile records of denial of voting rights. In fact, Governor Lester Maddox, one of the last of the open segregationists, would become the first person prosecuted under the Civil Rights Act. He was governor of Georgia. This is a bill that the Southerner himself, President Lyndon Johnson, pushed and signed into legislation on July the 2nd. But it was passed on this day and was signed on July the 2nd, because in June is when the Senate voted to approve this. This was a day in 1989 that Ron Brown became chairman of the National Democratic Committee. He became the first African-American to head a major American political party. And on this day, voters in Maine repealed a gay rights law passed in 1997. And the battle begins. This is the first time U.S. state, state abandoned such a law to give gay rights. On this day in 1898, the great writer, playwright, activist Bertolt Brecht was born in 1898. Chick Webb was born on this day in 1905. We'll hear more about that later in our segment coming up at the top of next hour, which is our segment we do with the our original F. Lewis Museum on this day in Black history in Baltimore. That'll be coming up at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. On this day in 1906, Lon Chaney Jr. was born. He was the man who made the Wolfman famous in those 1930s films. And on this day in 1907 was born Grace Towns Hamilton in Atlanta, Georgia, near Atlanta, Georgia. She was a early civil rights leader who fought throughout Georgia to end segregation. She was a teacher in social work, Clark College, Lemoyne College, and more. Ran the Atlanta Urban League from 1943 to 1960. But she was the first black woman elected to the Georgia General Assembly in 1965. She served there until 1984, and today there's a chair in her honor at Emory University's Political Science Department. On this day, George Stephanopoulos was born in 1937, as was Glenn Beck in 1964, as was Laura Dern, great actress, in 1967. On this day in 1939, Pope Pius XI passed away. Pope Pius XI was the pope who actually fought against Mussolini and the fascists and stood up to them, died, and then was replaced by Pope Pius XII, who did just the opposite. This is a day in 1992. Alex Haley, the man who brought us Roots, wrote the book Roots, passed away on this day in 1992. And Arthur Miller, the great American playwright, Death of a Salesman, a great deal more, passed away on this day in 2005. And that is this day in history. Oh, what are we going to go? We're going to go a little music. Here we go. A Day in the Life by the Beatles we're going out with. And why? Because they recorded this day in 1967 it was an insane day where they had all these people in the orchestra dressed up in all kinds of crazy clown suits and monkey suits. And they were playing this for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band television special. So this is the day this was recorded, A Day in the Life. 1967, The Beatles. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment with the mayor. I just had to laugh. I saw the